This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
In the news this month, planetary orbital alignments, spiral galaxies at high redshift, and protogalactic clouds. To stargazers on the Earth, the familiar planets all appear to follow roughly the same path across the sky as the Sun and the Moon. This is because the major planets in our solar system, including our own, orbit the Sun in the same plane. This is one aspect of Pluto's nature which distinguishes it from the larger planets. Its orbit is tilted compared to the others, making it appear to wander further around the night sky during its long orbit. The orbital plane of the planet lines up with the equator of the Sun, reflecting the way our solar system likely formed from a single rotating disk of gas some 5 billion years ago. However, many of the planetary systems discovered around other stars in recent years show no such regularity in their orbits, with exoplanets often having misaligned or retrograde orbits. But now, one planetary system has been found, which suggests that our solar system is not so unusual after all. The star, Kepler-30, is similar in mass and size to the Sun, but rotates faster and has more sunspot activity. It is these sunspots which are key to measuring the inclination of the orbits of the planets associated with it. Led by Roberto Sanchez Ojeda of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the US, a team of astronomers used 2.5 years of data from the Kepler spacecraft to identify a total of 44 transits of the 3 known planets in the Kepler-30 system. Hidden within the slight dips in brightness caused by the planets passing in front of the star, the team also found signatures of the planets passing in front of the star spots, regions of the star's outer layer which are cooler and darker than the surrounding surface. Crucially, they found that all 3 planets repeatedly transited across the same star spot. For this to happen, the orbits of the 3 planets must be very closely aligned with the equator of the star, and with each other, implying that Kepler-30's planetary system lies in an equatorial plane just like our own, and that the system originated in a spinning disk of gas. The results have implications for our understanding of the formation of planetary systems. The many known so-called hot Jupiters, large gas giants orbiting close to their parent stars, are often in highly tilted orbits. It is thought that the irregular nature of these systems may be due either to a misalignment of the star and the disk from which the planets formed in the first place, or from dynamical interactions which perturbed their orbits after the planet's formation. According to the authors of this study, published in Nature on the 26th of July, the second hypothesis is more likely, implicating dynamical interactions in the creation of hot Jupiter systems. In the local universe, spiral galaxies are fairly common. Some of the most well-known and often photographed galaxies are grand design spirals, those with well-defined bright spiral arm structures, the Whirlpool Galaxy, or M51, being one famous example. While such spectacular galaxies are common today, the further out in space we look, and the further back in the history of the universe we observe, the fewer spiral structures we see. Up to now, only one such spiral has been identified, at a redshift greater than 2, corresponding to looking back in time some 10.7 billion years. Now, astronomers using the Hubble Space Telescope to survey 300 galaxies in the early universe have found a second example of such a grand design spiral galaxy, which existed just 3 billion years after the Big Bang. Led by David Law of the University of Toronto in Canada, the team surveyed a large number of distant galaxies with Hubble. They then carried out further detailed observations with a number of instruments at the Keck Observatory on Hawaii, and found evidence that one galaxy in their sample has a rotating disk with prominent spiral arms. By using spectroscopy to measure the motion of gas in the galaxy, they found that the structure is an actual spiral disk, rather than 2 galaxies aligned to give the appearance of spiral structure. Most galaxies at this epoch look clumpy and irregular, so this new find, labelled BX442, is very unusual. Out of a sample of more than 300 galaxies at a similar redshift, BX442 is the only one to show any signs of spiral structure, despite 27 galaxies in their sample having similar masses, and 10 of those closely matching other properties of BX442. There could be more than one reason for this lack of spirals at high redshift. It is thought that galaxies at this early point in the universe would have been too hot and turbulent for stable spiral arm structures to form. But it could also be that such structures are extremely short-lived, the mechanism which triggers the formation of such structures is extremely rare, or that today's telescopes are simply not sensitive enough to detect such structures at these large distances. The success of these observations depended on the large size of the Keck telescope and the use of a laser adaptive optics system to correct for distortions caused by the Earth's atmosphere in order to see the galaxy in detail at such a large distance. The researchers found that, in common with many grand design spirals we see in the local universe, the images of BX442 show that it is in the process of merging with another, smaller system. Since galaxies in the early universe are thought to be too turbulent for spiral arms to form, It could be the gravitational kick from this interaction which caused the spiral structure to form. Publishing their results in Nature on the 19th of July, the researchers argue that the estimated lifetime of a merger-induced spiral structure in a massive galaxy with a hot, thick disk is consistent with their observed rarity. The estimated lifetime of such structure in galaxies like BX442 is less than 100 million years, less than half the time taken for the galaxy to rotate once. So, for observers on Earth to see a spiral structure at this redshift, not only do we have to have a massive galaxy with a large extended disk, it also has to have a suitable companion to trigger the formation of the spiral structure. It has to be almost face onto our line of sight so that we can see it, and we have to observe it during the small time window when the structure is prominent. And finally, going even further back in cosmic history, a study published in the Monthly Notices of the Royal Astronomical Society during July describes the first direct detection of dark galaxies, small, gas-rich galaxies with few or no stars, that are thought to be the building blocks of the much larger galaxies we see in the universe today. The trouble is, as the name suggests, since they have very few stars, they don't emit much light, making them incredibly difficult to detect. Led by Sebastiano Cantalupo at the University of California in the US, a team of astronomers have detected some of these mysterious objects for the first time. Such low-luminosity galaxies are predicted to exist by models of galaxy formation in the early universe, but while hints of such dark galaxies have been seen before, this is the first time that they have been directly detected. Like a white t-shirt glowing in the light of an ultraviolet lamp, these galaxies do not emit light of their own, but reflect ultraviolet light emitted by a nearby bright object such as a quasar, a supermassive black hole at the centre of a galaxy. Using the large collecting area and sensitive detectors of the European Very Large Telescope in Chile, together with a custom-built filter, the team mapped a region of sky around a particularly bright quasar, looking for the faint fluorescent glow of hydrogen in dark and otherwise invisible gas-rich galaxies. Using this technique, the team discovered almost 100 gaseous objects in the region of this quasar, known as HE0109-3518. The astronomers found evidence that 12 of them are dark galaxies with extremely low rates of star formation, exactly the sort of primordial galaxy predicted to exist in the early universe. From their observations, the team were able to calculate the properties of such galaxies. They have typical masses of around 1 billion times that of the Sun, some 100 times less massive than our own Milky Way galaxy, and have star formation rates 200 times lower than typical star-forming massive galaxies found at the same time in the history of the universe. Galaxies such as these may be the source of the gas reservoirs from which the galaxies we see today formed their stars, and these results will help refine models of the history of galaxy formation in the early universe.